Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series on how to be friends with money. I'm an intuitive and a coach. If you're looking for someone to support you in manifesting the desire of your heart, I would love to be that person. Please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right. This is a little bit connected to the point I made in a previous podcast on spending, but this one's a little bit different. Don't spend money, swipe your card, charge something, sign a contract, invest in something, submit the payment if you are afraid or worried or anxious or terrified. This is not, when it comes to your finances, it is not an area where fear serves us well. You know, in the personal development space, there's often this thought of do it afraid. Maybe if you're putting yourself out there or doing something differently in other aspects of your life, sure, right? It might be okay to do some things afraid, a bit afraid. But when it comes to money, money loves a cool cat. Money loves cool energy, right? And so just don't do any of those things when you're afraid. Take the time to dig up what that fear is. Look at it closely, right? Gosh, most of the things that did not work out financially for me, I can go back and tell you that somewhere in there, I was holding a lot of fear or anxiety or worry. And it can be easy to say, well, I'm afraid, Amy, because I don't feel good about money. All right, well, you got to go clean that up. It doesn't mean that you can't have whatever it is that you're trying to buy or whatever you're attempting to do, but first go get clear about where that fear is coming from and return to a place of coolness around it so that you can make the best decision for you. When we are in fear, particularly around money, we make really terrible decisions. And we think, oh, I'll fix it once I get in it, right? I'll figure out how to get the payments paid. And it never quite works that way, or it's stressful, or it's a struggle, or it's a strain. So why not just take the time to release the fear, explore the fear, disprove the fear, choose a new way of being, and make some concrete plans. Okay, maybe I'm afraid to take out this car loan or to rent this particular apartment because, and look at it. Know what the because is. It could be, you know, underneath you're like, oh, you know what? I'm kind of sensing things might go a little wonky with my job, and I would prefer to be in a different place in the event that were to happen. Or it could be, you know, you just work out a strategy. It's not, the fear is not a sign. I want to have this conversation in this way, and I hope you can hear me. The fear that you're feeling is not a sign that something bad is going to happen. It just means there's some unresolved energy there that needs your attention. And if you continue to hold the fear, hold the fear, hold the fear, whatever thing that you're doing is now backed with fear. So vibrationally, that situation is going to continue to vibrate fear into your experience. So just clear out the fear. It could take you 5 minutes just to sit down and say, you know what? I actually need to go with the lower payment option because of this, this, and this. And I hadn't considered that. It just is an opportunity to take a step back and explore. So don't spend money, swipe your cards, charge something, sign a contract, invest in something, pay something if you are afraid. If any sensation, any lower vibrational sensation, fear, worry, doubt, frustration, whatever it is, get clear about why you're feeling that way and then proceed. And 9 times out of 10, because I know that those feelings are signs of something you need to do, right? It might be a mental plan you need to put in place. You might need to write that mental plan down. You might need to make a different choice. It is not a sign that you can't have it, whatever it is that you're spending money on. And it's definitely not a sign that something bad is going to happen. It's just an opportunity to pause and look at what's going on. And if you are feeling insecure financially, you can have fear because you're letting maybe somebody else make decisions for you. Yeah, check that shit real quick. You're responsible for your finances. You're responsible for your finances. You are responsible for your finances. You are responsible for the money in your life. You are responsible for the commitments that you make. So it could be a parent saying, oh yeah, you need to do it this way. Okay, parent, maybe that worked for you. I'm not putting that down. I need to sit and make the best decision for me. And it's just an opportunity to pause, slow down, and look at it closely and make a plan. Remember, signs, intuitive messages, sensing, intuitively spiritual guidance in that way is always an opportunity to take an action. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. This series is How to Be Friends with Money. Really, what we're doing is clearing the energy of brokenness from your life. So if you really step back and sub something else in, right? Don't go on the date afraid, right? Don't do that thing afraid. You'll find that these principles I'm teaching you can be applied to any aspect of your life. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you in manifesting your desires into form. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter and I will send you 2 intuitive messages a week for free that you can use on your spiritual journey. Until next time, thank you for listening to this program.